A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan, great to have you with me, Repco Supercars Weekly, for another week, as we have plenty to talk about in the goings-on of the Repco Supercars Championship. By the way, before I get into this, there's plenty to discuss. This year's calendar's dropped. I'll go through that. There's a bit of news kicking around as well. But before that, I wanted to tell you, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. I think you all know that because you listen to this podcast regularly, but I'm here to remind you, they're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage online now at garage.repco.com.au. Right, let's get into some news. This week, we have got a calendar for 2023. 12 rounds, a variety of venues, some of them on the calendar that you're happy to see, some of them you're not, and some that are not on there you're not happy not to see on there, if that makes sense. Let's step through it quickly. Thrifty Newcastle 500, new naming rights sponsor for the first round of next year. That date was already known, March 10 to 12. Then it's off to Albert Park for the Grand Prix event, then across to Perth to what is now known as carco.com.au Raceway at Wanneroo. Simmons Plains, Darwin, Townsville, Sydney Motorsport Park will host the only Super Night. So the Perth event is a super sprint, having had the lights on in previous years. The Bend fills the date in August. The Penrite All Sandown 500 is mid-September, but there is a caveat to that one I'll talk to you about in just a minute. The Repco Bathurst 1000, as per usual, in October, the 60th anniversary race next year, and then it's Gold Coast and the Velo Adelaide 500 to round out 12 rounds of racing next year. So, few takeouts of all of this. Television's obviously a big part. All of those rounds on Fox and KO, as per usual. Again, there'll be 6 rounds on free-to-air, Channel 7. Newcastle, Darwin, Townsville, Bathurst, Gold Coast, Adelaide. The Sandown 500 will be a Fox Sports only KO race. So no Channel 7 live coverage. There'll be highlights of all those other rounds on 7 and 7 Plus, but it's not a live event, which is a bit of a shame considering that that is the lead up now to Bathurst back in place. So I know a lot of fans are pretty disappointed about that. 3-day race meetings, they're back. Adelaide and Bathurst are 4 as per traditional and usual, but everything else on that calendar, oh, and the Grand Prix, of course, is a multi-day event, but everything else on that calendar is a 3-day event. We'll see 6 rounds of Dunlop Series racing for Super 2 and Super 3. They'll be going to Adelaide, Perth, Townsville, Sandown, Bathurst and Adelaide. As I mentioned, no night racing in Perth. And of course, for Kiwi fans, I am so sorry to see this. No New Zealand round next year. The Bend ended up with the August date that was sort of being looked at for New Zealand of some sort. So a real shame for Kiwi fans. Hopefully in 2024, a round can return over there. I know there's some issues in terms of because Pukekohe is no longer a venue. Any of these other venues would need new deals done with different regions of government and the like to make that all happen. No Winton as well, which is a real shame. Being a Victorian and loving my trips to country Victoria, it's a real shame that that track will not be on the calendar. It will remain, of course, as the test venue for Victorian teams and for Brad Jones Racing based in Albury. Queensland Raceway remains test track for the Queensland teams, but does not have a round of the championship. Race formats are still to be confirmed, so we'll keep an eye on that in the future, but I wouldn't really foresee too many major changes. Bit of chat that the Grand Prix races might be a little shorter than in previous years with the arrival of Formula 2 and Formula 3 as part of the support bill there for the first time. But still a 500 in Newcastle, still a 500 in Townsville, and of course a 500 in Adelaide to round out the year, which is slightly earlier next year than this year. Of course, it's the first weekend of December this year. Next year, it's the last weekend of November, 23 to 26, if you have your diaries in front of you. So there's the calendar. Took a while. We got there eventually. Now at least you know where you're going next year and where to book to get ready for 2023 supercars. Next weekend, final round in Adelaide, the Velo Adelaide 500's back. I'm going to be there. Pumped to be there with our V8 Sleuth team. It's going to be fantastic. And another guy who is, well, he was already going to be there, but he's going to be driving a race car, which we weren't expecting originally. Jamie Winkup, who of course is the team principal of Red Bull Ampol Racing. He's won more Adelaide 500s than anybody else. He'll step into one of the 888 Johor Racing Mercedes AMGs in the GT World Challenge Australia event that is part of the support bill next weekend. There's more details on our website of what J-Dub's up to. With that, they're also bringing Nick Foster, former Porsche Carrera Cup champ. He's going to have a run in the other car for the weekend. Craig Lowndes, Cam Waters, Brody Kostecki, Zane Goddard will steer the Gen 2 cars in various demo sessions in Adelaide next weekend. And speaking of Adelaide, 31-car field for Dunlop Series, Super 2 and Super 3. Brad Jones Racing, bit of a driver change there. They're going to give young Trans Am racer Lockie Dalton his first debut weekend racing in Super 2. He takes the place of Ellie Morrow, who is going to continue in S5000. She did that at the Gold Coast, and she's going to do it again in Adelaide. Everyone's got sales going on at the moment, Black Friday and Cyber Sunday and any other words that you can put together. We've got one too, V8 Sleuth Super Sale, 40% off a range of our books. Go to the website, it's superstore.v8sleuth.com.au, or you can click on the link in the show notes for this episode. The offer ends Monday, November 28th, so some good deals there to grab a bargain for yourself or an early Christmas present for yourself or someone else here to help. Here at V8 Sleuth, we'd love your support and make sure you put some of these books onto your shelf. On this day, we do this on Repco Supercars Weekly quite regularly. November 25 is the date today, and back in 2018, the Newcastle 500 was coming to an end. On this day, Scott McLaughlin was crowned the Supercars champion for the first time. He finished second in the final race of the year. Let Dave Reynolds go. The Erebus Commodore driver won the race. Of course, Scott was just trying to ensure safe passage to winning the title. Jamie Wincup rounded out the podium that day. Also on this day, back in 2006, the Desert 400 in Bahrain came to a close with a pair of races. Garth Tander, Todd Kelly shared the wins that day, but Jason Bright clinched the round win for Ford Performance Racing a pair of seconds after winning the previous day's race for Brighty, the number 6 Cat Ford, as it was in that first trip to Bahrain for V8 Supercars back in 2006. Now, next week, huge week for the Motorsport Podcast Network. Huge week for Australian motorsport. Velo Adelaide 500 is back. Castro Motorsport News Podcast Tuesday with AVL and Stefan to give you the good oil ahead of the final round of the championship. On Wednesday next week, part two of my sit-down chat with Adam Macro. We talk more V8 supercars, some near misses at the mountain, and the Bathurst co-driving deal that he turned down that, well, he really should have taken up. Anyway, that is next week. Look forward to seeing plenty of you on the streets of Adelaide for the final round of the Repco Supercars Championship. So thrilled to be going back to that event. Don't forget, we've got our sensational Adelaide book. It's one of the ones that's on sale for 40% off now. Grab a copy. It tells the full story from 1999 to the last event in 2020. We're going to write another chapter next weekend, and we're thrilled that it's happening too. We're happy for once that a date of a book is out of date, because to have that event back is better than having a book that sits up 2020 with no more races to one day add to it. So get along to Adelaide if you're not already going. Book yourself. It's going to be an absolute banger of a weekend. I'm sure the weather's going to be good that time of year in Adelaide. Can't wait to get there. Hey, thanks again so much for listening to this Repco Supercars Weekly. Loving the support for the pod. Keep the messages coming of who you'd like to hear in upcoming episodes. Keep the questions rolling in too. We'll answer those in a few more episodes on the lead up to Christmas and over New Year. In the meantime, though, have a great weekend. This has been Repco Supercars Weekly. I'm Aaron Noonan, the V8 Sleuth, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Every lap in under a minute means every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars, unforgettable.